B99.9, it's the Country Cafe. I'm Robin James, and in the spotlight today with the story behind the song, it is Copperhead Road by Steve Earle. If you love songs that feel like a movie in 3 minutes, then this is right up your alley. Steve Earle wrote and recorded Copperhead Road in the late 80s, and it became the title track of his 1988 album. It blended country grit with southern rock and fire and tells the unforgettable story of John Lee Pettimore III. Now, the song paints a multi-generational story set deep in East Tennessee, where lawmen didn't come around unless they had to, and where one family survives the only way they know how to. In the lyrics, John Lee's family starts out as moonshiners running illegal whiskey through the hollers. Never heard about that before, have you? And then the story jumps, and John Lee comes home from Vietnam, and his family business changes with the times. They change from moonshine to marijuana. And they already know how to deal with hidden crops and how to keep the revenue man guessing. Steve Earle said the idea came to him from a true life story and a headline that he read. It was an elderly woman arrested in the mountains of Tennessee for a major marijuana grow. And the explanation she gave, he said, was simply unforgettable. She said the family already knew the business, and this is how they knew how to make a living. Now, here's a fun musical twist. Steve Earle wrote Copperhead Road on the mandolin, and it was the first song that he ever wrote on that instrument. He even joked that he only knew a couple chords at the time, but it works because that mandolin riff becomes the song's signature sound. That's the story behind the song Copperhead Road by Steve Earle on today's Country Cafe on B99.9.